matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Very welcome back to the programme. I know that Ger was scoffing a little bit earlier on when I mentioned we'd be talking Christmas, but you heard Councillor Ryan Norton's idea looking ahead to Christmas 2018. Some of us, of course, still lamenting Christmas 2017, and more of us with credit card bills perhaps arriving around now, assessing the financial costs associated with that. And of course, at a time of the year when we talk about resolutions, at a time of the year when we decide, yes, I'm going to finally fix that this year, we decided that this morning we would get some advice for you to do just that with regards to your finances. And I'm joined in studio by Elaine Clifford. She's with the Money Advice and Budgeting Service. Good morning to you, Elaine.
Morning, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us. You were just telling me before we came on, you're very busy at this time of the year.
Yeah.
So people are looking to get their money and their finances in order at the start of the year, it seems.
It seems to be a very common New Year resolution. It's certainly the first few weeks of January are very busy for us. As you said there, it's, you know, the credit card bills and so on and so forth are coming in. But it's also quite a common resolution, I think, in terms of getting fit, giving up smoking, control of your money seems to be the third one that people are really want to make an effort at the start of the new year to control the year ahead. And that's certainly something that we can help people with.
I know that the answer to this question will depend on individuals' financial circumstances. But in general terms, how hard is it to get our finances in order? Are a lot of us wasting money simply?
I think there's a lot of mindless spending. I don't mean people are frittering their money, but genuinely people are spending money and not thinking about what they need to be budgeting for as well. So for instance, I give the example of somebody buying their takeaway coffee every day and then lamenting that they haven't had a holiday in 5 years. That's €700 a year on takeaway coffee.
Mm.
So that's what I mean about the kind of mindless spending, I suppose, you know, looking after the pennies and the pounds look after themselves and that kind of thing. But I think what's very difficult generally for everybody, myself included, is budgeting for expenses that haven't happened yet, like the once a year expenses, the house insurance, the car insurance, the road tax, the back to school expenses. We tend to firefight and deal with those expenses as they come up.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, the start of the year is an excellent time to sit down basically with a calendar and write onto the calendar all the months that those one-off expenses come up, tot up. This is like, you know, write down everything, how much all those expenditures cost you, and then budget how much do you need to be putting away every month so that when the road tax comes up and the car insurance comes up, that money is sitting there in an account. Very idealistic.
Yeah.
That's the basis of budgeting.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, it all sounds very simple.
Mm.
And yes, I would imagine the vast majority of people listening to this morning simply don't do that.
They don't, no. You know, and literally some people can't do that. They're on such a low income that they can only deal with expenses as and when they come in. They're living day to day. But if you're talking about like a family where maybe there's one income coming in or two incomes coming in, you know, a couple of kids, those are the people maybe who do need to sit down and say, okay, if we want to take control of our finances this year, we need to budget out month by month by month. So, I mean, what you can do, what we advise some couples to do, is even if you have your own individual bank accounts, set up a joint account, and then you each pay in every month the amount that you need to cover the annual household expenditure. So say when those bills come up, the money is sitting there.
Okay.
That is idealistic because inevitably during the year, other things come up that you need to dip into that money for. But at least if you're going into the year with that mindset that you know come November, you've the house insurance, the car insurance and Christmas coming up. And at least then you're not taken unawares. Mm.
The problem might be, though, road tax is probably early in the year. A lot of people will have that in January.
Yeah.
So that, you know, if you haven't...
And some people only manage the budget for their road tax by paying it every 3 months. So it's coming up maybe four times a year. But say, at least if you have your calendar and you've marked out the important events during the year, and even things like birthdays and Christmas and, you know...
Back to school.
Yep, yeah, and without worrying children, but get children involved so they can see there are things coming up that mummy and daddy need money for.
Okay. So is that step one then, to plan the year?
Plan the year.
Okay, and then?
I think quite a lot of us are quite good at knowing how much money is coming in. We know what our pay slip says, we know what our social welfare slip says. But a lot of people can't manage what money is going out. So we would say day to day then, we have these spending diaries, which are brilliant. They're just a little tool. You carry them around your handbag or your briefcase. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every day you write down what you're spending. And just take some time at the end of the week to sit down and look over each day and say, well, do you know what? I thought I was spending $150 a week on groceries. Actually, it's close to $220. That's why I have no money.
Mm.
It's not knowing where your money is going. And that's a really good way of taking control of your day-to-day expenditure. Because you do tend to get a bit, I suppose, obsess them with not spending money, which isn't right either.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say, because this takes discipline, but you also don't want to deprive yourself. I mean, maybe you don't
have to. That's not sustainable.
You don't have to buy a cup of coffee every day, but you know, for some people, it helps them through the day. And
hey, look, if you're covering your mortgage or your rent, your kids' back to school expenses, and your day to day groceries and expenditure, you want to buy your cup of coffee, go for it. But if you are struggling and you're not, you know, you aren't managing to pay your bills when they're due, just take the day to day spending. Just take a look at that and say, what am I spending my money on that I have not got enough income to cover my rent? What else is it going on? I had a lady come in to me, oh gosh, about 6 or 7 months ago now, and she's quite young and she hasn't been living on her own very long. And she came into me very well presented, and I could see the shellac nails and the highlighted hair and so on and so forth. And she couldn't get over the fact that she was expected to spend €60 a month on electricity. So it was just about maybe readjusting some of her priorities. But I think we're all a bit like that. We're all good at buying the things we want to buy.
We've took after
and
ourselves.
And treating things like, you know, the utility bills and the mortgage and the rent, almost like a nuisance. they're things that we shouldn't have to spend money on.
At what point in our finances should we be going to the likes of MABS? What element of financial difficulty do you think?
See, I think we will help anybody at any stage. And there is a natural tendency for heads to go into the sand, to ignore calls and letters from banks when you're in financial difficulty, because it's scary and you're worried about what's going to happen. And we see a lot of people coming into us at quite a late stage. Mm. And that's fine. We can more than tackle those issues then. Ideally, you want someone to come in saying, at that lady's stage, the lady you're talking about, the shellac and the hair, the highlighted hair, is to come into us when you're struggling with just managing day to day. Or you can't work out why you don't have any money at the end of the month, even though you're earning and, you know, everyone around you seems to have such a good lifestyle. Like, we will help people with very basic household budgeting, right up to the complex mortgage arrears cases in the court. So any stage.
But it's if you're feeling a pinch, if you're struggling.
If you're feeling a pinch, you're starting to worry, it's starting to keep you awake at night, there's bills coming in and you're thinking, I just cannot manage, come into us before it really overwhelms you, because the impact it has on people is...
And that's what we're trying to avoid as well. And that's, you know, I mean, it's been mainly unsaid thus far, but you don't want these to multiply. You don't want these problems to get worse.
You don't want it to take over your life.
You don't want money lending if it can be avoided, that sort of stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
I presume there are tools available online. This is kind of my resolution this year.
Oh, there's brilliant tools on the MABS website. And I mean, I would have said that even before I started working with MABS. So things like the spending diaries are there. You can download them. Budget sheets that give a breakdown of each different line of household expenditure that you can start calculating. We have the calendars with stickers for each different category of household spending. We have them in our office. People can call up and we'll send them out to them. But there's different leaflets as well about budgeting for communions, budgeting for Christmas, budgeting during family breakups. So there's plenty of tools on the MABS website.
Okay, and that's mabs.ie, isn't
it? Mabs.ie, yeah.
So it's not too late to start our New Year's resolutions.
Never too late. A lot of the credit card bills won't be until the end of January, so...
Exactly, exactly. So just make this plan now, basically, is that the advice?
Yeah, I think so. And look, it's, you know, I'm not trying to make it sound too trite. It's not an easy thing to sit down and work out where all your household money is going. I always say it's a Sunday afternoon job. You know, if you're a couple, sit down, the two of you, pull out all the bills, take your averages over 12 months, your electricity and, you know, your coal and your oil and everything else. And once your plan is made and you know how much money you need every month, that's the hard work done.
Any common mistakes that we can try to avoid?
I do think people underestimate what they're spending on groceries, what they're spending on utilities over the Christmas, and even account for things like family outings and gifts and birthdays. A lot of people, when they come into us under social expenditure, they just have nothing, which is completely unrealistic as well. You know, if you have children or, you know, even if you don't, you're expected to be a member of society and have some kind of social interaction. So that's where I think writing it down every day really helps as well.
But if you're stretched, if you're feeling the pinch as you've talked about, that's the first thing that comes to your mind to cut. If I'm not able to pay the rent, I'm not going to go on a night out.
Absolutely, yeah. And people do. People do cut their social expenditure quite considerably.
But is there fat in other areas that can be cut in many cases?
There's definitely, you know, there's a lot to be said, and I think, you know, there's a lot talked about this time of year as well about shopping around, insurance deals, utility deals. You know, there's a lot of consumer groups out there now trying to bandy together to get great deals for consumers. So that's worth doing as well. Sit down and say, well, how long have we been with this insurance company? How long have we been with this utility company? Are there any savings we made by switching? It's quite an easy process. It's just, again, making that decision to pick up the phone and do it.
And as you say, a lot of resources on mabs.ie, if that's of use to people, and hopefully it will be, to go there. Just finally then, Elaine, you've referenced there in one of your answers the mortgages issue. You're still dealing with that,
I
would imagine.
We're still dealing with a lot of mortgage issues. Yeah, we do have a full-time advisor inside of MABS, who's a dedicated mortgage advisor. That's all she deals with now is legal cases. So this Thursday and next Thursday, the cases are being heard again in Ennis. So between the 2 days, it's over 300 cases.
And you're helping, I know there's various schemes, there's legal representation that you're working in also. We've talked about that before.
We have, and that's really settled in now. The Awali scheme is proving very successful. We've had over about €45,000 worth of vouchers issued to clients of ours to get legal advice and insolvency advice. And we have a duty solicitor in the court.
Very good.
Who stands up.
Because that was an issue, I know.
That was, yeah. And it's great now because we kind of have the same two or three solicitors all the time, so they know the cases. The county registrar knows them. And there's definitely, you know, a good bit of gravitas behind having a solicitor standing up on your behalf.
Of course.
And arguing your case for you.
Are you still getting new cases?
Because
I imagine
we are, yeah.
There won't be many people, or at least there won't be as many people slipping into mortgage arrears now as would have been the case before.
You'd be surprised.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I had four new ones last week.
And there are people who have fallen into mortgage arrears in recent times?
Yeah.
Okay. So the issues are still out there.
And we were speaking to the county registrar there before Christmas, myself and the mortgage advisor met Pat Wallace, and he said he's seeing a huge increase in requests for new court dates.
Okay. Worrying. But again, the assistance is there, and I don't like piling more work onto you, but that is what you're there for, and you're making a huge difference.
We're quite happy to help anyone who needs it, especially at that stage, because it's, you know, people are absolutely terrified of going into court.
How can people get in touch with MABS then, finally?
We've recently moved, so we used to be on Harmony Row for 23 years, but we moved over Christmas, and we're now opposite Flannan's in a commercial retail unit called The Mall. Ironically, we're in a building which used to be occupied by one of the banks that have gone to the wall. So that's a story in itself. So that's 7 The Mall, Clare Road, or you can telephone us on 0761 072 430.
Elaine Clifford from MABS. I'm sure, unfortunately, you'll be very busy this year, but we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. We'll try and get to work over the next little while, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Elaine Clifford there.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your day with up to 38 departures each week to London. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.